Welcome to As the Worm Turns this morning. My name is Jill, and we are here with our resident guru gardener, Lance Swigert. Good morning, Lance.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good, good.
Good. We're just coming off of Easter weekend, and last week we talked about keeping our plants stress-free with spraying them with kelp.
Yeah, it's a full air spray kelp, and it's actually a specific type of kelp designed for that, and it dissolves in water.
So it's a powder that you mix with water.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you're spraying that on the plants, not to keep them warm, but to keep them stress-free or help them endure the stress, I guess, of these cold nights.
It's vitamins.
Vitamins. Hey, we all need that.
Yeah.
Great. And so you planted some early planting things last week. And what's happening in the garden this week?
Well, I did get all the onions and carrots and potatoes planted. And just the other day, I planted some Swiss chard. I'll do my second planting of greens and that in a week or so. And then, I'm going to prune grapes, and I'm going to prune the raspberries. I've been trying to get to it, but it hasn't happened. And usually do those on fruit days in the planting calendar. Anything that's a fruiting plant, it's best to prune on a fruit day.
Okay, so we just came, or we're in that waning moon right now, and traditionally we might think that we can plant those root plants, but you're saying that we're actually in a barren place right now, and we're coming up to some different fruit days.
The next 2 days are barren days in the biodynamic planting calendar. Then it goes into fruit, and then root in midweek, and then Thursday, Friday's flower days, and then back into a leaf day.
Okay, so it is a busy week in the garden this week.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you can do all sorts of things if you're watching it. And the other things that I'm doing is I will actually start the dreaded task of mowing.
Oh, boy. I've heard a couple lawnmowers going already.
So that's the other thing. And then I wanted to mention a way to, you can open up the small base of the fruit buds, and this is a way to see if you still have fruit, if they haven't been frozen or not.
Okay, and so you're...
You can take that bud off and open it up in the ovary or the small fruit. If it's still green and firm, the fruit's still good. If it's brown and or mushy, then it's been frozen.
Then it's been frozen and you're likely not going to have a good fruit year this year.
Well, apricots right now.
Yeah,
most
apricots.
Likely not. The peaches have probably been thinned, and I don't know about the cherries.
Okay. And so you mentioned pruning your grapes, and we're talking about pruning the cane. Mm-hmm. Is that correct? And give us some tips on pruning grapes and raspberries this week.
Okay, the grapes get pruned down from there's a horizontal, and I actually don't remember what that is called, the cordon or something, no. But anyways, the horizontal part of it, and you prune all the grapevines from last year's growth down to two buds. And you might have to thin some of those out too. It might be too crowded, maybe every 6 inches or something like that.
Okay. And on the raspberries, what about the raspberries?
The raspberries, I will thin the canes to about 7 inches. And then after that, I will tip. You can see they're starting to grow. And I'll tip where they have died winter back, probably anywhere from 3 to 6 inches. And the reason why I'm thinning is for the new shoots that are coming up from the ground. Possibly you will get a fall crop of those, but that's also next year's harvest.
Oh, okay. So we're thinking way ahead in the garden. And you've had some plants come up. You've had your peas are up, I understand.
Yeah, the peas are up and doing really good. And if another hard frost comes, I will cover them. They don't really like a hard frost. They can take a light frost, but not a hard frost. So I'll put sheets over them or something along those lines.
Is that typically what is the best thing to do at night when it's a hard freeze coming or a cold night coming is use a sheet, or what are some of the other things you can do to keep your plants warm overnight?
I use sheets on the peas just because they can take some frost. I actually have heavier blankets and tarps for the other stuff, and I have lots of them. It takes me an hour and a half to cover things.
Have your linens ready for the garden this time of year.
Sheets for a light frost. I use blankets, and sometimes I use multiple blankets and stuff. And I actually have some burlap tarps, and I have burlap that I bought a roll that's 6 feet wide. I cut it in 50-foot lengths, and that's the length of my bed. So one burlap tarp will cover the entire bed. And those are things that I'm using.
That's a big garden, Lance.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. And I'm trying to think, what else? So I've been hearing people talk about the bugs eating the early greens.
Mm-hmm.
And my first question is always, have you mulched all winter long? And that's usually yes. And you've just given a perfect home for sow bugs, slugs, earwigs for the entire winter.
Oh, boy. So you think you're keeping it safe and you're actually providing a habitat.
Habitat. So it's best to take the mulch off in the fall and compost it and then put it back out as things start to grow in the spring. And the only thing I actually mulch in my garden is potatoes.
Okay, that's good advice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so what if you do have things eating your greens and early plants that are coming up? Is there something you can do to prevent that now or try to mediate that problem?
Well, if it's sow bugs and earwigs, I dust with diatomaceous earth. And every time it rains or you water, you're going to have to redo that.
Diatomaceous earth, is that what is that? What kind of compound is that?
It's actually fossilized diatoms. Do you know what diatoms are?
No, I don't. Can you tell
Plankton.
Us?
Plankton. From the ocean.
Oh.
And it's fossilized and they dug it out. And it's a fine white powder, sometimes gray, and it's very sharp shells. And it just looks like dust to us, but it's actually will go in the, how the insects breathe, it actually goes inside that and cuts the inside of the insects up.
Oh,
and
right.
And they dry out.
All right. Well, that's great advice.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else that we should be looking for this week and thinking about planting?
Just mainly greens and onions and any of the cool weather crops. Just a reminder that potatoes are not frost tolerant. So even though you will plant them, they could get frozen off. It doesn't kill them, but I actually cover my early potatoes so they don't get frost. And the other thing, the weather generally changes right after Easter. It starts warming up.
Right, and so we're coming into a better time here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
A lot of TLC going into the garden right now, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Great. Well, thanks so much, Lance, for being with us today. And if any of our listeners have a question, they can email at worm@kvnf.org, and we'll see if we can get your question answered by Lance on the air.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Lance.
All right. Have a good day.